We are here with Dennis Paul from Elevations Credit Union here at the GAC. Dennis, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine, thank you, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
I like the bow tie.
Well,
I should try that one.
It's Washington, D.C.
Yeah, you gotta do that. Yeah, I've been thinking about wearing the tie. Yeah, you know, when in Rome, gotta
do
all this stuff. This is very dressed up for me, by the way. So
you look great.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So to start off, how's the conference going? We're kind of maybe in our final day as far as being here at the convention center is going. So how has it been for you guys?
Well, it's going great. Thank you for asking. I mean, it goes quick. Lots going on. So it's always an exciting time. We enjoy bringing our board members back and kind of getting them immersed in the advocacy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we're real thrilled. We've got a new congressman in our district in Colorado, Joe Neguse. So we're excited to spend a little time with him.
Oh, good.
And it's great. Get to see a lot of folks. This is my fourth GAC.
Oh.
So very lucky to have the opportunity to come back.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Before we get into the topic at hand here, I want to know what you... I love it when credit unions come in here because I want to know what they're going to talk about. I don't, not specifics, but what's your message when you go up on the hill to the new person who you're going to have to talk to? You kind of have to re-educate them on credit unions and what you're
absolutely
all about. So what do you say to them when you go up
there?
You
know, we talk mostly, honestly, Mike... we're the original consumer protectors, credit unions are. So when we speak with our legislators, we talk about the membership and how we serve our communities. And, at Elevations, we provide solutions for a better life. So it's an alternative. We're a nonprofit financial co-op, and the legislators need to know that we take care of all members the underserved and everyone, and that we have a very different motive. You know, as a co-op, at the end of the day, we're only as strong as our weakest members.
Right.
So we have a real vested interest in keeping the consumer in the center of the equation.
Okay.
And that's not always the case in financial services these days. So yeah, they need to know that we're out there and we have a voice and we're advocates for consumers and we expect their support.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and they're being pulled in 100 different directions, so making
indeed
that message stick is a challenge. So, but I think you're up to the challenge.
Well,
for
we'll
sure
give it a go.
I think you'll do just fine. Hey, you guys have a campaign called Prosperous Together.
Yeah.
Can you address that?
Absolutely. Well, thanks
for
asking.
You're
about
welcome.
That. We want our membership, we want consumers in on the Front Range of Colorado to align with Elevations. Products and services happen. Everybody gets what they need in terms of products and services. But we want to try to get alignment when we think about consumers and what they're seeking in a business partner, if you will, like-minded consumers, consumers that share the same values. So we've actually had a lot of fun with it. We're not so sure that traditional differentiators are that relevant anymore. When you think about differentiation, maybe location or pricing. Pricing is tricky. Everybody's margins are slim. So could our brand be a non-traditional differentiator? Could it be emotional? Could it be experiential? Could it be educational? When we look at research, especially with our millennials, over 80%, this is Cone Communications out of Manhattan, they suggest that over 80% of consumers are actually willing to pay more, not to suggest they have to with credit unions, but to align with organizations that share their values.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, the other thing that's interesting is the consumers, a lot of consumers expect, and Elevations members are the best, but they expect us to be engaged in our communities.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get alignment with values, with companies they want to do business with. We all sell the same thing at basically the same price. So we've got to be doing it differently and doing it better.
Yeah.
And we think consumers, if they understand the model, we do a lot of, we're rooted in education. One thing that's really interesting, we also share this with our legislators, is we want to deal with an educated consumer. We're confident enough in our model, in our product suite, that let's make sure these consumers make good choices, and we help them make good choices. So that's really the essence of Prosperous Together. It's got some great messaging around it.
Yeah.
We're very involved in the communities we serve. Most credit unions are. We do have we do have a foundation that real focused giving, and our membership appreciates that. Oh, and yeah. as I indicated, they expect that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always said it goes deeper than the transaction.
Yeah.
So way deeper than the transaction. And that's what credit unions are famous for. You guys are doing something else called Agile. Can yeah. you educate me on this, Dennis?
let me get educated okay. first. No, this is actually, so Agile is a methodology to deliver projects. So when you think about traditional project management, mm-hmm. Think about kind of a hierarchy and prioritizing prioritizing things. Agile really is about kind of the intersection between efficiency, production, and business alignment. So that's a methodology. Mm-hmm. It's actually new to our industry. It was originally, a lot of it goes back to software development. But mm-hmm. we thought we'd, with the demands, for, you know, we have, like any credit union, we're trying to do too much. And Agile methodology really allows us to be very fleet of feet. We get together once a day, scrum teams, so lots of vernacular around Agile.
Okay, all right.
But it's really quite fascinating what it's done for our organization. We meet every day, these project teams, and talk mm-hmm. about what they've done in the last day or two mm-hmm. and deliver what we call minimum viable products, MVPs. Mm-hmm. But it really accelerates the process. And we... you know, in that traditional PM environment, we're kind of having a log jam, and we've brought in some significant, so one thing we're doing when we hire is we bring people in that have this Agile methodology in their background. So really what it is project management with a real different kind of bend to it,
okay.
and really accelerates deliverables. So we're excited about it, we're learning, we're on the growth curve,
mm-hmm.
But we have significant, we made significant strides in 2018, and I think it's a methodology that we're going to stick with.
Mm-hmm. So, what prompted you guys to do this? I mean, just to make operations more efficient, more productive, that type of stuff?
Or? Well, I think obviously that's got some, you know, efficiency and production. But really, can we get these projects off the list and deployed
okay.
in a more timely fashion?
Quicker deliverable,
so,
yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And as I indicated, credit unions, you know, we want to do it all, and that's not easy to do. So our methodology, our, you know, legacy project management methodology was a slow burn.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, given what we had in the hopper, we had to really kind of think outside mm-hmm. the box. And as I indicated, we brought some folks in that really have shaken it up.
Mm-hmm.
And the organization has gravitated to it.
Mm-hmm.
Cross-functional teams from all over the organization really kind of take these on head on,
right.
and they work on them daily until they deliver them. So the pace of delivery is incredibly, has accelerated incredibly.
How long have you guys been doing this?
You know, we started it in late 2017,
okay.
really working on honing it in 2018, and we're full stride now.
Really?
Yeah, so it's...
So I don't know if you have anything offhand, but like some results or something like that? Because I'm truly curious about this, because I think a lot of other credit unions
yeah.
could benefit some from kind of a project model like this.
Sure. Well, when you think about things, so kind of think about member service deliverables,
right, right.
Product enhancements, mm-hmm. product deployment,
mm-hmm.
New products, doing a lot of that.
Okay.
The technology solutions. So an interesting project is Elevations Foundation wanted to deploy a roundup feature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real simple. You've experienced them. You know, you have a debit card transaction,
mm-hmm.
and you have the opportunity to opt in to round it to the next dollar with
yeah,
that balance
yeah.
going. It's just a way for members
yeah.
to participate
right,
in the foundation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And once we got that kind of, once that, we dropped that into the flow, the Agile flow, and
mm-hmm.
the Scrum team took it and delivered it real quick.
Wow.
So
okay.
it's exciting. And frankly, it's alleviated a lot of frustration in the organization.
I could imagine.
And we're seeing deliverables at a lot faster pace. And of course, consumers, they want sophisticated things,
mm-hmm.
Sophisticated
mm-hmm.
delivery channels. They expect sophistication in their banking,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and you know, Elevations is blessed. We have a very robust IT team, but it's always pedaling as fast as you
bet.
Can.
I can imagine in today's environment.
Right, right. So this the Agile kind of the discipline, if you will, is really taking us to the next level. We're particularly excited about
it. Yeah, I could see you guys doing a white paper. Obviously, I think a white paper would be I don't think that would get the full scope of what you're doing. I think you guys doing seminars, webinars, speaking engagements, that type of
stuff.
Well,
we spread
the word on how it's affecting you guys.
We'll perfect it and then maybe take it on the road. We do have credit unions in our region that are very curious about it.
I'm curious about it.
Well, more to come.
Okay,
so,
good.
Elevations was very blessed to garner the Malcolm Baldrige National Quality mm-hmm. Award in 2014. Mm-hmm. We're making a run at it in 2020 to hopefully be a two-time recipient of that. It's an extreme, I always say the 7% of the population that knows about Baldrige love it. The other 93 don't have any idea. But for us, it was a huge game changer. You know, it's continuous improvement, always looking for opportunities for improvement. But we think Agile play a role in that as well.
So that sounds like it.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. Anything else to kind of wrap up here? I know you probably have a full schedule today, so I don't want to take up all your time.
No, I appreciate it. We certainly appreciate your time, Mike, and the support co-op shows for the industry and the conference.
So. Indeed. Yeah. Well, I didn't say at the top of the show, but at the going out, Elevation's always been one of my favorite credit unions because you guys are so progressive. You guys are proactive. All the P words, you guys do it right.
Well, I appreciate you saying
that. You really
push
that proverbial envelope, so appreciate what you guys do.
Well, thank you for that. We're blessed for sure.
Indeed. Well, keep up the good work.
All right, Dennis. Very good, Mike.
Appreciate
Thanks
the time
so much.
As well. Dennis Paul, Elevation's credit union, everybody.